How tall are you? A lot of people think a lot about their height. Many wish they could be taller. Pop culture and society tells us that taller is better, but our next guest says that notion is outdated if it ever was true in the first place. She wrote a column for the New York Times that says there has never been a better time to be short. Mara Altman is a writer and author. Her most recent book is called Gross Anatomy: Dispatches from the Front and Back. Mara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an interesting topic for you. You're right, because you are on the short side of the spectrum yourself. Can you talk a little bit about your own height and how it's been a part of your life?
Yeah, so I'm 5 feet, and I've always been on the shorter side. I was so short, I guess, in, you know, elementary school, junior high, that my parents became concerned, and I ended up taking growth hormone to get a little bit taller.
And can you talk about why, and not just your parents, but a lot of people might think about height that way, like, oh no, we don't want our kid to turn out too short. There seems historically, I think it's no secret, to be a bias toward taller being better. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, there's, definitely an assumption that it sucks to be short, you know. And I mean, I think back to when my parents, you know, took me to the endocrinologist, like, things were pretty great in my life besides being short. I had friends. I wasn't complaining about it. It was the fear itself of, like, a short child that had them take me to the doctor. So, I mean, you know, I tried to look for the origin of this bias, and there's, like, a lot of possible reasons behind it, but there's that one evolutionary reason is that we were kind of like, we evolved to think that tall was better because, a taller person could protect their family, be more likely to hunt and get food for their family. So to this day, we continue to think that tall is better.
And
the
bulk of your essay suggests that, well, in 2023, those rules may no longer apply. Why not?
Because we don't have to go hunt for food anymore. You know, the people bring home the food are the people sitting in the chair. So, like, my 5'6" husband, you know, I joke that maybe we'll evolve to, like, appreciate a partner who can sit in a chair for 8 hours without getting up to pee or evolve out of the need to blink, you know, as you're looking at your computer screen. But so far, we have not caught up with that in our brains because it takes millions of years.
Do you still see, I'm guessing, some of that built-in bias, whether jokingly or not, where people, you know, have expressed that preference for tall over short?
All the time. It's in our language. It's, you know, you even see it when someone will take, like, a picture and then they'll look at the camera and they'll be like, at the photo, and they'll be like, oh my God, I look so tall in this one. You know, they're excited about it. It's in our language, like statuesque. A tall drink of water. It's, you know, what people set their dating minimums to online. There was this person that wrote in a letter to the editor, and she said that, like, her sons are short. And one time one of the kids in class came up to her and said, I'm the tallest in class. And she said, you know what, there's nothing wrong with that. And that just shows that, like, you know, it was a tweak in language, and it's, like, something that you don't usually hear. Usually that's, like, something that you would congratulate someone for.
You mentioned that your husband is also on the shorter side of average, and you touch on this in your piece. There's this, people call it, I think, Napoleon syndrome or something, the attribution of sort of an angry chip on the shoulder personality,
right,
toward shorter men in particular. You say in your own family and in research, that's not really how it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's more that, you know, there is a compensation for it, and it can show up in many ways. But another way it can show up is, like, in a pro-social way, in a way that benefits them. That's, like, developing humor or being really kind. You know, it's another way to get the attention that you're not getting because you don't automatically get it because you're tall or have that social preference.
Height discrimination has always seemed weird to me because it's like, literally one aspect of ourselves that we had pretty much no control over, right? Like, we have there are very few life choices that will make us taller or shorter.
Very true. Yeah.
So what do you say to other people in your own situation who are, you know, shorter than average, who may feel bad about it, who may have, I guess, internalized that attitude towards shortness?
I mean, writing this essay was a big thing that I was trying to do to show that there are really good things about being short. And I think that's like a step towards fighting the bias a bit. I mean, I thought it was interesting that I got a lot of hate mail from tall people. Like, I felt like they would be very secure in their situation of being preferred. And I think that they felt like their privilege was a little bit, at risk of weakening.
And in your piece, you lay out some just like modern day practical advantages of being shorter. What are some of the things you see in your own life?
Practical is that you have, shorter people live longer, have less incidence of cancer. You know, you can get your way through a crowd pretty easy. You have more space on an airplane. The only thing I could think of that I can't do that tall people can is like reach really high things. And you can get a ladder from that. And tall people are pretty kind, usually at the grocery store, they want to help out. Feel like those limbs are worth something these days that they can't go hunting and stuff.
As we wrap up, Mara, are you just generally hopeful that we can stop judging each other based on height?
I am hopeful. I think it'll be a slow process, but I think what like the interest in this article and the subject matter means that it's something that people have really been thinking about, It hits home somehow. It struck a chord.
Mara, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Mara Altman is a writer and author. She wrote a column for the New York Times called There's Never Been a Better Time to Be Short.